More than 150 people packed into Utica's oldest black church last Wednesday to celebrate Utica's Abolition Day, a day that helped change Utica and the nation's history. They got a lesson in history and human rights. One 180 years ago to the day, 600 men had gathered in downtown Utica to start the New York Anti-Slavery Society. But they weren't the only ones to show up, says Catherine Silva, a professor of African American history at Utica College.
300 anti-abolitionists were also there outside the building, knocking on the doors, trying to pound in the doors and stop African Americans from getting their civil rights and becoming free.
What followed was known as the Utica Riot. City leaders and other Uticans who were opposed to abolition broke up the meeting, forcing the abolitionists to reconvene in nearby Peterborough, New York, where days later they formed the anti-slavery group. Utica had been chosen as the place to hold the meeting because upstate New York was one of the most important centers of the growing abolitionist sentiment. The Oneida Institute there had more African American students than any other college at the time. Dr. Milton Ternot, a retired professor of African American Studies at Syracuse University, says the institute was a training ground for young men who called for immediate emancipation for the slaves.
What is inspiring is the degree to which these abolitionists, young and old, put themselves forward for what they believed in spite of the opposition. I mean, they were a minority, to be sure.
Central New York became an important stop on the Underground Railroad. Runaway slaves passed through en route to Canada and freedom. As many as 300 free blacks lived in Utica at the time. At the celebration at Hope Chapel, AME Zion Church, members of the community gathered to learn more. Natalie Williams has lived in Utica for 5 years.
I wanted to come and actually be part of something that was celebrating or at least recognizing the transition that this country has gone through.
Historian Catherine Silva says moments like these should always be remembered.
We oftentimes think that the Civil War is the moment when people started to think about slavery and ending slavery. It took many years for that to happen.
Emancipation did not mean equality. Reverend Jill Farnham Uss is the chair of the Interfaith Coalition of Greater Utica. She says even today, the change is not complete.
We are convinced that it's important to know our history if we're going to change our future, and I'm here to be part of making that change happen.
Utica Mayor Robert Palmieri proclaimed October 21st as Utica's Abolition History Day, a time to remember the past and to recognize its effect on society today. For WRVO News, I'm Rashida Patrick with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.